This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The story about jobs in this economy has been, for weeks, certainly maybe a month or two, it's been the story of companies getting desperate to find people and workers in no hurry at all to go back to jobs that maybe have not great working conditions and definitely not great pay. The Conference Board said today about 80% of companies looking to hire mostly industry and manual services workers are having a tough time finding them. 25 states, all of them led by Republican governors, are trying to push people back into the workforce by cutting unemployment benefits and, increasingly, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, by making people prove they are actively looking for work.
In many ways, this is just going back to the way things were pre-pandemic. States suspended requiring people to look for jobs to get benefits when there weren't really any jobs, and people were supposed to be staying at home. But now that employers are struggling to fill positions, those rules are kicking back in.
This is mostly related, I would say, to people who are being called back by their former employer.
Andrew Stettner is a senior fellow at the Century Foundation.
In those situations, you know, you generally, if you're on unemployment benefits, you do have to go back to that former employer or else you lose your benefits.
But a lot of people may not want to go back to their old jobs or even the industry they worked in before. Kate Bonn is director of labor market policy at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth. She says these requirements
may make businesses be able to hire workers, particularly in the short term, but I don't think it encourages sustainable quality job matches, even for those businesses.
Because, she says, those workers probably won't stay very long in jobs they were kind of forced to take. But the job search requirement is politically pretty popular, has bipartisan support, and many businesses looking to hire are demanding it. Catherine Edwards is an economist for the RAND Corporation.
Employers have a understandably single-minded view of success in this situation. They want to hire someone at the wage that they're willing to pay.
But she says it's better for workers and the economy for people to spend a bit more time on unemployment so they can land a better job down the road. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.